Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries.
A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi, my name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create three new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today, 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming, and I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com.
More than 200 fire department jurisdictions trust the Knox Entry System to provide secure access to buildings, elevators, and control rooms when seconds matter. Now, businesses, schools, airports, several industrial applications are also using Knox Entry to manage controlled access and authorize service activity for critical assets. Now, Knox Entry allows you to develop a customized access strategy complete with an audit trail and rapid flexibility. Just go to Knox.com for more information. That's KNOX.com.
It does reduce inflation. 40% of inflation is fueled by fossil fuels.
No new taxes on families making more than, no new taxes on families making less than $400,000 or under.
The inflation data in July was 0.0. So we are seeing inflation decrease.
Inflation that people have every single day. Inflation is like a theoretical word that economists use.
Freedom is back in style. Welcome to the revolution.
Yeah, we're coming to your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song.
Sean Hannity. The new Sean Hannity Show. More behind-the-scenes information on breaking news. And more bold, inspired solutions for America. This is a special edition of the Sean Hannity Show. America trapped behind enemy lines. Day number 367.
Coming up next, our final news
roundup information overload hour. We'll get to your calls, 800-941-SEAN, if you want to be a part of the program. So there is a story. We touched on it last night on Hannity on TV, and we'll touch on it here. And you would think in this woke world that something like this couldn't happen, but just the opposite. So you've got an agreement between the Minneapolis Federation of Teachers Union and the school district that states the following, that if you are a teacher and you happen to be white, you will be laid off before teachers of color, regardless of what your seniority happens to be. Now, the agreement was reached to end a two-week teacher strike last spring, and it says that starting the school year, quote, if a teacher who is a member of the population of a population underrepresented among licensed teachers in the site, the district shall assess the least senior teacher who is not a member of the underrepresented population. So that's a nice way of saying if you're a minority and you have less seniority, you won't be fired, but a teacher that happens to be white will be fired instead. Horace Cooper, legal commentator, co-chair of the Black Leadership Network Project 21. He also wrote how Trump is making Black America great again. And Freedom Foundation CEO Aaron Wythe discusses this issue. Horace, great to have you back. Let's start with you. How can you in any other way describe this as anything other than just being pure outright institutional racism?
This is racism 101. This isn't backwards racism. It's not reverse racism. This is racism. When an institution like a school district picks who it's going to hire or who it's going to fire on the basis of its race, we know that that is called illegal discrimination. Now, I imagine there might be a few woke people that were part of the negotiation that are going to play the Elizabeth Warren card, and they're going to pretend they're a member of some underserved or underrepresented group. Here's the reality. Every American in the 21st century ought to be able to be presumed they'll be evaluated based on their skill set, based on their talent, not on their race. And there's been no finding by any court that there was systemic or intentional or any kind of racism on the part of the school district. I don't want to hear about we're addressing the past injustices. No court has demonstrated that those injustices even exist.
Your take, let's get it. Aaron, I look at this and I'm thinking this school district now has likely set themselves up for what will be tens and tens, maybe hundreds of millions of dollars in payouts in lawsuits because it's so obviously discriminatory. Now, let's assume for a minute that past discrimination has taken place. Why are you going to hold somebody that is not responsible for that discrimination and discriminate against them to end discrimination?
Yeah, you're exactly right, Sean. I mean, if there's past discrimination...
I don't know if I could even say that again, but go ahead.
Well, yeah, if there's past discrimination, go back to the individual and settle that outside of this. Don't punish people, your everyday teachers today that are out there trying to educate our kids for something that may or may not have happened in the past. Horace mentioned it, and I'm glad to realize I'm not crazy for thinking that we should be hiring and firing teachers who can best educate our kids. I mean, I think that's the way most parents think, but that's not the teachers' union's agenda. They want teachers in the classrooms that will, one, pay union dues, and two, push their radical political agenda to indoctrinate our kids. But I think the saving grace of this is that so many parents across the country are taking their kids out of public schools and to voting, and also so many teachers across America are choosing to leave their unions because of this crazy radical agenda that they have.
Well, I mean, that's the other thing. It's not like schools are doing the best job anyway. And so, Horace, I go back to you. If you're a teacher and they have to lay off teachers, now apparently there's a declining population. Apparently they have misappropriated funds in the past. Apparently they don't have the funding to keep the current teacher level there, which means that this is going to be a reality for people. They've adopted this rule. Now it's going to be applied. And then there are going to be the lawsuits, predictably, that follow on the other side of it. Where do you see that going?
So this feeds on itself. This illegal policy is very likely to put this school district in legal jeopardy. It's going to require massive payouts. And if you're already running short of funds, this is an absolutely wrong thing to do. The reason, though, that I mentioned that there's been no court finding, under the Constitution, there's been no court finding of discrimination. Under the Constitution, the only time that you can have sort of a remedy where a specific race is given preference or another one is disfavored is when you go to a court and find out that a specific place at a specific time in a specific manner has engaged in racist behavior. There has been no such claim made, no such evidence presented.
And by the way, if there was an individual that was responsible personally for racist behavior, they should be punished. I'm with you. I find racist people repugnant, like most Americans.
Yeah, but there has been no effort to do that. There is this systemic, it's the racism that doesn't require bigots, the racism that doesn't require an actor. And we're going to crush an already declining budget with this new liability. The schools aren't teaching. The kids are graduating without being able to read their degree. And then you're going to take even what little resources are left and waste on this type of nonsense. It's illegal. It's unconstitutional. And it's against the whole American system of equality.
Yeah, I just can't understand, you know, for Americans to rightly stand up against racism is one thing, to believe that all human beings were created by God and a belief in natural law. And as such, we're all endowed by our creator. that transcends any racist tendencies that anybody might have. And we all find such people ignorant. But that's not the vast majority of the American people, Aaron, at all, in any way, shape, matter, or form.
Well, I think your everyday parents listening and your everyday voters listening understand exactly what this is, which is racism from the left. I mean, these are the guys that are out there now, the teachers' unions and the rest of the radical left, that are pushing racism down everybody's throats. This is the inherent problem with teachers' unions, though. They've elected school board officials that by funding their campaigns, they've put them into office, and then this is their return on investment. They've sat down opposite the school board members that they've put into office, and then they're pushing their radical political agenda in there. I think that we'll continue to see parents, though, vote for school board officials that represent the best interests of their kids and not the teachers' unions candidates that only represent the left. I think that we've already seen signs of that across the country, across school boards, even in liberal places like San Francisco. And I think we're going to see it continue to play out in November, especially as the teachers' unions continue to do crazy stuff like this. And Horace is right. The sharks are circling on this when it comes to litigation. There are several groups, including my own, that are looking at how do we go about bring a lawsuit against the school board, because teachers shouldn't be treated this way. My wife's a public school teacher. They go to school to teach kids. They don't care about whether they're black, white, whatever their skin color is. They care about teaching kids reading, writing, and math. So the teachers' unions here does not represent our teachers across America.
Well, I appreciate you both being with us. Aaron, thank you. And Horace, thank you. We appreciate both of you, as always, being on the program. And we hope you'll check in often. And we'll follow the stories as far as it goes and the predictable lawsuit on the other side of this. Probably many lawsuits. Thank you, guys, for checking in.
Thank you.
All right, quick break. We'll come back. We'll hit the phones as we continue. 800-941-SHAWN, our number. You want to be a part of the program. Nobody can forget 9/11/2001. We lost 2,977 of our fellow Americans, the worst terror attack on American soil. Now, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's heroes, their families, ever since. And when a first responder, military service member, doesn't come home and young kids are left behind, well, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift that financial burden and bring their family stability. For example, U.S. Army Specialist Jason Wheeler, he's one of those heroes. After 9/11, he reenlisted in the Army, and during a training exercise, he was injured, suffered a series of very, very severe injuries that left him unable to walk. And then after years of having to learn to adapt to his home, Specialist Wheeler and his family, thanks to the Tunnel to Towers Foundation and your generosity, was able to move into a mortgage-free smart home in Texas, custom designed for his specific injuries and needs. Now, our nation's heroes, the people that put their lives on the line for our country, our communities, they need our help. So join me and join so many others, millions of others, to help every single hero. And just go to their website. All they're asking for is $11 a month, a commitment. It's the letter T, the number two, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number two, the letter T.org. And help our brave American heroes out with the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Each and every day, Hannity's got something new. Sean Hannity is on right now.
All right, let's get back to our phones. Glenn San Diego, Kogo Radio. What's up, Glenn? How are you?
Hi, Sean. Fellow martial artist here.
Yes, sir. Well, what do you practice? What do you train?
I've been practicing since 1972, Taekwondo and Hapkido.
Let me tell you something. Guys that do Taekwondo are very impressive. I bet your kicking is pretty superb.
It was okay at one time.
You're getting older, so it doesn't go up as high as it used to. Is that what you're saying, meaning your leg?
I got to do a little bit more stretching.
Don't we all? Anyway, Oos, what's on your mind today?
Well, I wanted to kind of, like the lady before, that was just on like 2-3 callers before, kind of raise alarm about this 87,000 IRS agents. Well, let's just call them federal agents. That's kind of a ruse to bypass what's called the Posse Comitatus Act of 1878, which says the military is not allowed to get into civilian uprisings. So normally you would call in the National Guard, but the National Guards are made out of regular average people. So the government's not going to...
You're specifically talking about the job posting that called for IRS agents to be willing to be armed and be willing to shoot people, right? Right.
So let me give you an example here. If you had an issue with the IRS, you owe them $10,000, you know what they would do? They would hit enter on their computer and seize your bank account. If it was something greater than that, then they would call the sheriff to get you out of your house. So what are they going to do that's so heinous that they need to have $87,000? I'll give you an example. You have 17... They could fill 17 Nimitz-class aircraft carriers full of IRS agents. So I'm just saying the IRS would just be their day job.
Look I have some experience with this. What I have found, and I don't deal with the IRS. I have one accountant firm do my taxes, another accountant firm do it independently, and then I have my lawyers go over both filings before I actually file. And that's how exactly. I do it now. And I've had the IRS ask, you know, a million questions or make accusations. The thing about the IRS is you have to prove your innocence. And we're always able to do that because we always pay our taxes. And it just, but the amount of money that it takes to pay the accountants, they're wonderful people, but they cost a lot of money. And the amount of money you pay your lawyers, that also costs a lot of money. Now, granted, at this point in my life, there was a point in my life I never would have been able to afford this. At this point in my life, I can afford it, but it is just beyond a nuisance. It's outright harassment at some level.
Right. But the challenge is, what are they going to, you know, but they can do that all on the other side of the computer. They don't need to show up in person with an automatic weapon. So
that's a good point. I don't think that's part of the job description. And the fact that we read that, a lot of people are like, what? Why is that part of that job description?
Yeah, it's a little challenging. Let me give you one other thing, if you have a second here. You know, in basic training, you know, they would, you know, in the old military, I don't know if they do it anymore, but, you know, they would line everybody up and they would take the biggest, meanest, ugliest person and just drop him on his knees so that everybody else would stay in line. Well, I think that's what they're trying to do with Trump. He's the biggest guy that they can find, and they're trying to make an example out of him so everybody else will stay in line. Say, look, we can take out a president, we can take out a billionaire, just what we can do to you.
Well, I mean, look, they'd love to go after high-profile people and get in public fights with people because then it intimidates other people into thinking that, oh, man, they're going to come after me. Look, I have a general rule as it relates to taxes and the IRS. And the general rule is to pay your taxes. There's no way around it. If you want to put your head on the pillow at night and have peace that these people aren't going to be banging on your door and harassing you, the best antidote is to follow the law. And I tell this to prominent public conservatives all the time because I'm like, if you don't pay your taxes, you're opening yourself up. And they will file and they will check your return. And if you didn't pay, you're going to be in a lot more trouble than the average person if you're a public person. And so my advice to everybody is pay your taxes. I'll get a number of calls every year about, well, this is really a legitimate deduction, but they might challenge it. What do you want to do? That's the call I get. And as a courtesy from my accountants, from my lawyers, whatever. And my answer is always the same. Just pay it. Just pay it. I don't need the money. It's not that important. Because and it may sound like I'm capitulating. I'm not. I need to focus on my work. I just don't need to be engaged in a battle that's going to consume half my day every day. And that's what they can make life a living hell for people. I know that because I've seen it happen more times than I care to even mention. Anyway, appreciate the call, my friend. Pay your taxes and elect people that will lower taxes. That'll make it easier for you. Interestingly, under the Trump administration, I ended up paying more taxes because high tax states like New York had the advantage of having their state and local tax deduction, the SALT deduction, which he limited to $10,000. It ended up costing me more money in spite of the Trump tax cuts because he's treating every state fairly. In other words, states that elect big tax and spend liberals should not be rewarded with tax deductions for states that elect fiscally responsible officials. Anyway, 800-941-SHAWN, our number.
Exposing left-wing media bias. No stone left unturned. The Sean Hannity Show is back on the air.
All right, 25 now till the top of the hour. So this conclusion of this study of Alec Baldwin, and that there's no way that his claim that he never pulled the trigger is kind of blown back up in his face. I said at the time this interview that he did with, I think it wasn't a George Stephanopoulos, Linda, I'm pretty sure it was.
Yes, it was.
I said it would come back to bite him in the ass, and it has, because he claimed over and over, I never fired the trigger. Well, apparently there's no way that gun's going off without firing the trigger. That's the conclusion that has been made. And if you remember, at the time, he said every single person on the set of this movie they were making called Rust knows who's to blame for Helena Hutchins' death. And then he said the only question to ask is, you know, who put a live round in my gun? The other question is if it's been deemed impossible, your story about pulling the trigger, doesn't that make you culpable? And don't you have a lot more questions to answer? Listen to this interview.
Everybody's waiting for a sheriff's report. The DA is not bound by that report. The DA can bring charges or not bring charges, regardless of what the report says. But everyone must wait for that report. So while we wait ad nauseum for that report, and I have a lot of information about that, which we're going to postpone until the report comes out. But while we're waiting for that, I know that every single person on the set of the film knows what happened. And the people that are talking loudest about what happened or speculating about what happened were not on the set of the film. The LA Times, the Hollywood Reporter, they talk on and on and on about what if this and what if that, and have dined out on this. And the thing that they have in common is nobody was there. And everybody who was there, they know exactly what happened. They know exactly who's to blame, blah, blah, blah. You're familiar with what fanning a gun is. Have you heard of that phrase, fanning a gun?
Yes, but explain.
So if you pull the hammer back and you don't lock the hammer, if you pull the hammer back pretty far, in old Western movies, you'd see someone fan the hammer of the gun. The hammer didn't lock. You pulled it back to an extent where it would fire the bullet without you pulling the trigger, without you locking the hammer. The man who's the principal safety officer on the set of the film declared that the gun was safe when he handed it to me. The person who was the principal safety officer of the film declared in front of the entire assemblage, this is a cold gun. Now, why did he say that? If he didn't know, if he hadn't checked. The point is, all of us were told that everything was cool and you can relax and we're working with a gun that's safe to rehearse with. But he explained it to me effectively, that that's exactly what can happen if you pull a hammer back and let it go. If there's a live round. See, there's only one question to ask here. Who put a live round in the gun? That's it. There is no other question to ask.
But of course, Alec Baldwin is a Hollywood liberal. I'm sure that he will get away with whatever spin that he happens to put out there. Anyway, 800-941-SHAWN, our number if you want to be a part of the program. Mike is in Alaska, the great state of Alaska. We're watching two big primaries tonight on Hannity, 9 Eastern. One is Alaska, Kelly Chewbacca against Lisa Murkowski, and also Liz Cheney's race out in Wyoming. But anyway, let's get to our phones. Mike is in Alaska. Hey, Mike, how are you? Glad you called.
Yeah, don't forget Nick Begich is going to beat Sarah Palin.
I hope not. I'd like to see Sarah Palin win myself. I like Sarah Palin.
Yeah. The reason I'm calling is because this whole situation with the...
That sounds like a pretty nasty comment against Sarah Palin. I mean, why don't you like her?
I don't have time to go into it. It's all about governance and when she was governor and what she did, she didn't do. But what I really wanted to talk about was the attack on the president. You know, there's been a lot of people, and there was a lady yesterday you talked to, that were talking about how that the feds can turn around. The federal agents could have turned around and said, we're not going to do this. We had 30 federal agents that went in there that went ahead and knowingly violated his civil liberties. I'm United States Air Force, retired. When I was in Honduras, I had a colonel give us an unlawful order. Under the UCMJ, I had a duty to to disobey that order, which I did. He tried to get me, and I fell under UCMJ, and I was completely protected. So the same thing goes the feds, the FBI, DOJ, all those guys, they took the same, they basically take the same oath that I did. And they have a duty not to do this kind of stuff. And so, I mean, I'm really, you know, it's, we're I'm here in Alaska. We're geographically separated by a lot, but we still get the feds coming down on us. And it's scary. It is very scary about what's going on.
Well, I think there's a lot of things scary that's going on. And I think you're absolutely right. And I can tell you that if we don't get this right in this next election, which is why I'm supporting Sarah Palin and Kelly Chewbacca, because I think both of them would be real fighters and reformers and people that are not going to Washington to be part of the swamp. And there's not going to be any perfect candidate, but I like both of them. You know, what goes on in Alaska tonight is going to be very interesting for the country to watch. You're going to take the first step in determining whether Lisa Murkowski can survive the primary. She, you know, obviously is not loved by Republicans around the country or Republicans in Alaska. And, you know, she won in 2010 as a write-in candidate after losing the GOP primary. So we expect she's going to be in the top four in Tuesday's all-party primary. And the contest includes 19 candidates, including Murkowski. And Kelly Chewbacca probably has the best chance of beating her in that final runoff. You guys have a weird system up there of voting. You know that, right?
Yeah, well, and here, but here's the thing, and it's been brought out multiple times. When Lisa, last two times she won, she didn't even hit the 50% mark. Because last time, she only hit 44%. Kelly Chewbacca is going to wax her. I mean, you drive around. I live out here in Palmer in the valley. You do not see a Murkowski sign anywhere. In Anchorage, you see a few, but Kelly has been, actually Kelly has said she has circumvented the globe on flying all over the state of Alaska. She's been to Barrow, she's been to Bethel, she's been to Southeast, she's been to Fairbanks, she's been everywhere. And she gets good sized groups of people that come listen to her. Her message is straight on. It's on.
But here's the problem. You have a very strange system there. This is why Murkowski won in 2010 as a writing candidate, because, you know, you literally have an all party primary that includes 19 candidates, including Murkowski and Kelly Chewbacca. 19 is a lot. And then they're going to take the top four, is my understanding. And then they'll have a runoff. Correct.
Correct. And so I think it's going to be really interesting to see how that.
And then Kelly's Lisa may take her toys and run independently, which she did in 2010, right?
No.
Run as a write-in candidate as she did in 2010.
No, she can't. No, she couldn't. Because if Lisa is in the top four, which all indications are she's going to be in the top four, then that's all she can do. She can't run anything else. She can't pull a Joe Miller again. This is all or nothing for her. And I think it's going to be nothing. I think that there's, because you're going to have, and all indications right now are looking like it's going to be Kelly number one, Lisa number two, probably a libertarian or an independent number three, and a Democrat in number four. And I think Kelly is going to win this and win this big. And I don't know if she's going to win first round, but she sure as heck will. She'll end up winning second round. Very greatest, worst case scenario, she'll win on third round.
Look, I want to watch this closely. I give a little more flexibility to Governor Palin. Governor Palin, when she was thrust into the national spotlight when she was chosen as the VP candidate with John McCain, was so unfairly treated. And I got to know her and her family at the time. And I just feel like they just set out to destroy this woman. And to her credit, she stood strong. Probably in retrospect, I would argue maybe she should have stayed on as governor, but she had been through so much and it had such a toll. She paid a toll with her family, et cetera, that I think it was she paid a very high price for being a public figure. And the fact that she's willing to get back in the arena and be a public figure once again, she's well-liked. She's a fighter in her heart, and she's iconoclastic, and she speaks her mind, and I kind of appreciate that about her. And I think she'd do a good job for Alaska if she was a congresswoman. So we're allowed to disagree on some issues. Let's see what happens tonight, okay?
Can I get last word in?
Okay, go ahead.
Can I get last word in? Okay, so if you want to know, okay, she, when, as governor, she pushed for ACEs and AGEA, which went after the oil industry. She went for 27% tax on the oil industry when the Democrats only wanted 25. She, that's just part of her governance. She, when she was governor, she was not a fiscal conservative. When she was a governor, she appointed Bill Walker to the oil industry.
I don't know her full record as governor. Maybe everything you're saying is true. I'm just telling you, I read people pretty well. And she's a very gutsy person. And I think whatever, maybe, you know, I don't think she was as sophisticated in conservative thought, ideology, philosophy, et cetera, at the time. But I think she has, you know, evolved into a very, very powerful and conservative political voice. And, you know, let's see what happens. I think she would be a good congresswoman. If she's not, if she gets elected and she's not in 2 years, call me back and tell me I'm a jackass and beat me up on the air. Okay.
I will.
Don't worry. You won't be the first person to do that. That you'd be like, you know, get in line. There's a ton of people that do that. Anyway, appreciate it. Thanks, Mike. 800-941-SEAN, our number if you want to be a part of the program. Brian is in South Dakota. Brian, how are you? Glad you called.
I'm doing good, Sean. How are you doing?
I'm good, sir.
Hey.
What's your dog's name?
Information over here.
By the way, your dog sounds like Killer. We should rename the dog Killer. What's your dog's name?
Dog's name's Max.
And what kind of dog is Maxie?
Max, a German Shepherd.
Max, I'm going to rename Max. Call him Killer.
Call him Killer. We'll do that.
Max sounds like a killer to me, but go ahead.
Yeah, he's full of action. Hey, I wanted to bring something to you and your listeners' attention. Over here in the Black Hills, there's a lot of action going on for lithium. And what I've discovered, in the 5 miles below Custer, I don't know if you're familiar with the area, there's a foreign mining company that's posted 148,000 claims. From Custer to Crazy Horse, another foreign company's posted about the same. And from there to Deadwood up through Mount Rushmore, there's almost 500,000 claims posted right now.
Why would we be allowing foreign countries to mine our natural resources?
Well, in my research, what I found was a couple of weeks ago, Biden did a executive presidential wartime act to encourage the research on lithium and the extraction here in America and put $7 billion on the table. So from there, these guys have jumped at it. A couple of them are brand new foreign companies, so they're subsidiaries of something else. But it's all going, seems to be going real fast here, and nobody knows anything about it. Any local agencies, even the state agencies that I've checked with, don't know anything.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm taking notes. I'm going to ask your governor, Kristi Noem, about it. And just like the communist Chinese are buying up farmland and ranch land, specifically near many strategic military bases we have, that sounds to me like something, a practice that needs to stop. And it sounds to me like the government needs to step in and the government needs to give them their money back and buy back our natural resources. That's what it sounds like to me. But we'll look into it, I promise, okay?
Okay. Well, also what I've learned is when you're mining in the national forest, there's no royalties for the government, and it's wide open for these guys. I need to, while I got you, on the Recession Recovery Act that was passed on Friday, he gave the EPA a bunch of money to add staff and to speed up the permit process for lithium mining in our area.
Oh, I believe it. Well, I'm going to look very, very closely at all of what you're saying, and then we're going to get in touch with Christy Noem. We have a good relationship with her. She'll come on radio, TV anytime we ask, and I'll find out from the governor herself what she might be able to do about it. Okay? Appreciate the call. All right, that's going to wrap things up for tonight. We'll have the very latest on the raid down at Mar-a-Lago, how it impacts the law. Greg Jarrett, Alan Dershowitz, Newt Gingrich will join us tonight. Laura Trump and Mike Huckabee and much more. Set your DVR, Hannity, 9 Eastern, Fox News. We'll see you tonight, back here tomorrow. Thank you for making this show possible. You know, since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, they have been committed to improving the lives of Americans' vets, first responders, and their families. Now, for over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget. Now, Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young children. They build specially adapted smart homes for catastrophically injured vets and is working to eradicate veteran homelessness. Now, Dave Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. Now, he has never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor. Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting our vets, first responders, and their families, and there are so many of them that need our help. Please join the foundation on their mission to do good and never forget. Just commit $11 a month. You can do it by going to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org.
A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi, my name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create 3 new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today, 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming, and I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries.